Good evening and welcome to American Dreamers, a radio talk show that's passionately dedicated to celebrating, supporting, and connecting small business right here on 55KRC, the talk station. You can also hear us around the world on 55KRC, the talk station. I just said that, right? You can hear us around the world on that station on iHeartRadio is what I meant to say. iHeartRadio.
You're distracted.
What are you looking at me for like that?
Nothing.
She says, you made a boo-boo.
No, I
just
didn't.
Just call me out.
Did you see my lips moving? No.
No.
Now they are.
No, I saw your brain moving.
But I
though.
Can talk also with that one.
That's good.
Oh, like that little girl on
iTunes, by the way. You can hear us on iTunes. Still hear us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And
You're driving.
While you're driving.
While you're flying.
And at your leisure on our website, which is AmericanDreamers.biz.
You can do that while you're driving as well on our website.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I do that if I miss a show or
do you
want to hear something.
Really? Yeah. And speaking of you missing shows, you've done a lot of that lately.
Well,
where
you've
have
been
you
busy.
Been?
I don't know where I've been.
As long as you're not moonlighting on another show.
No, I'm not moonlighting on another show.
I've been changing channels. And I'm like, I knew she's on the radio someplace.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I missed the one. And you guys spent like 15 minutes talking about me. I'm like, ooh, that was a good idea. I should just stay off.
That's right. But were we talking lovingly
Yes,
about
you were talking lovingly about my business. And it happened to be with Matt.
Are you sure it was us?
Oh, I remember that show.
That's the one where we came in. You came in a little under the influence.
Uh-oh. Me?
Me?
Are you serious?
On a Sunday night?
Yeah.
What were you doing on a Sunday night?
You know, cologne has
headache
alcohol.
Medicine. You know? Headache medicine, maybe.
Anyways, thank you for joining us for another episode of American Dreamers. Back to the show.
On point.
He's Tom Tassett.
I'm Robin Antone.
And I'm Sun Ho Donovan. And we have with us in the studio, we have joining us today, Kay Fittis. And she has done many things, one of which is this book that I'm holding called Achieving High-Heeled Success.
Hmm. You're an author.
I am.
A
number of books.
A speaker.
Really?
That one's probably the most definitive of what I do in my career with women today.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that.
Welcome to the show, Kay.
Well, thank you, Sun Ho.
We're excited to have you.
Let's talk about it. Let's give us a little background on what you do.
Okay. Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
My original background was mental health. And back in the day, I made what most people would call a fool's bargain.
Oh, with the devil.
Pretty close.
Okay.
I had.
You started a business.
That's the rest of the story. I had been working in the mental health field for 20 years. And I had small children at the time.
Yeah.
And then you didn't have flex time. You didn't have a job share. Mm-hmm. And I went in to this new position and said, I don't want to work 40 hours a week. Here's what I will do for you. Mm-hmm. I will give you 40 hours a week, but I only want to do them 30 hours here. I'll do the rest on my own time. Well, you can imagine how quickly they pushed the contract over to me.
Sure.
Let's get this woman to sign on the line before she figures out what she has done. Well, about 3 months in, my boss called me into her office and said, we need to talk. Well, you know what happens when you hear that. It's like, I'm in big trouble now. And she said, your coworkers are complaining about you because you're making them look bad. Mm. You're getting your job done in an excellent way, and that makes them look mediocre.
Yeah.
And a little trigger went off in my head, and I said, what's wrong with this picture? And I'm not going to be continuing to grow here. The whole concept of mediocrity doesn't fit well with me. Mm-hmm. So we went off on vacation. Went to Florida. We're driving back from vacation. I said to my husband, guess what I'm going to do on Monday? And he said, no telling. And I said, I'm going to give a month's notice. And he said, and do what? And I said, start my own business. And he said, with what? And I said, plastic?
Yeah.
Not anything I would recommend to other people to do.
We don't recommend that.
No. You know, hindsight is a wonderful thing. When I'm working with clients now that are considering starting their business, it's like, don't follow that model.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Okay.
I took the jump. And it's now 25 years later.
Oh, my goodness.
We're still in business.
Do you think it's working out then?
I think it's going to. I just said to someone yesterday, chances are very good they will carry me out of my office with my high heels on, you know, with my feet up. But but it's exciting to see where the business has morphed over the years.
Yeah.
And now the total focus is on women.
What did it start out as?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Originally, it was strategies for women's growth, but I did programming on team building and communication skills in the workplace with mixed gender groups. But as time went on, it became more and more and more focused just on women.
Kay, when you started the business, when you gave your, you know, you decided you were to go in Monday and give notice, was your plan fully developed at that point in time?
No, it really was. Not only was I using plastic, I didn't really have a fleshed out business plan. Oh,
that's exactly where Tom was going.
Yeah, yeah. She's a lady after my own heart. No, I like
all,
that.
Probably adventurous. I did all the things that one is a fool to do if you're going to start a business. But I was at a juncture in my life that the conversation in my head was, jump now or you'll never make the jump.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure,
this is a follow-up on the whole business plan idea.
Sure.
Okay. So we've already put the disclaimer out there.
Don't do it this way.
You should have a business plan and not start it on credit, right?
Yep.
But for you, you individually, looking back 25 years, if you had done it the right way or if you would have, you know, approached it with the business plan and found funding and things like that, do you really think you would have done it?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
It was that juncture in my life. I was having a pivotal birthday. I really had the sense of what I had that was a value, and it for me, it was then or never.
Yeah.
Kay, did you have support in meeting your financial overhead at that time?
No.
Okay. So, and did you have savings that you relied on?
I did, honestly, mostly savings and plastic. I remember the day that I had a burning out on my deck. I took the walk from the kitchen, and all my credit card statements were finally paid off, and I set those puppies on fire and said, "Burn, baby, burn!"
Yeah.
And it was an exhilarating experience, and that was probably, I'd say, 3 years in to the business. So, but you know, for me, it was the right choice. And I was very fortunate because I did have some clients go with me. And I didn't have a non-compete. And
so you had a little income stream already.
Absolutely.
From the front door.
And a good reputation. Yeah. I'm very pleased to say.
And you made that jump in the same industry. In a sense,
in the training industry, because that truly that was my real foundation. Yeah. I'm at heart a trainer, though I do lots of keynotes and I do executive coaching. At my very core, I am a trainer because I just thrive on that group dynamic. What happens in a group is just exhilarating and powerful. Just having come off of one of our public workshops, and that was part of the feedback, what happened between the participants was as powerful as anything you and your partner did. And because of that, I thrive on that kind of group experience. I have a fellow speaker, and we have a two-word code. And it is presentation high. We can be driving back from a speaking engagement. I'll just hit his number and I'll say, "Today, presentation high." And
you know, Rob and Tom and I also have a two-word code.
I'm afraid to ask what it is.
No, it's
vacate the premises.
Oh, it's sort of.
That's three.
Monosyllabic. run like hell.
That is often a very wise piece of advice.
Hey,
but we've never had to use it. So.
Good news. But you're prepared.
Yeah,
right.
Just practice it. So real quick, go back again at 25 years. And I think this is for the benefit of other people that are in the same position, you know, maybe now that you are. When you gave, you said you were going to give 30 days notice.
Yep.
How long did they give you? Did they say, we'll keep you 30 days?
It was 30 days.
Happen so much anymore.
That's very true. Yeah. It's a different kind of landscape. You are, today, you are ushered, your things are put into a box, and you are ushered out the door. They were very gracious.
So for the person that thinks, you know, I'm going to do right by them and give them 30 days. And they think they've also got 30 days to get their act together on their new business.
They better be ready.
You better be ready on that day.
The moment you open your mouth.
That's the point. Okay, Kay Fittis is our guest today. We'll be right back. You're listening to American Dreamers on 55KRC, the talk station. Welcome back to American Dreamers on 55KRC, the talk station. You can also hear us around the world on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, and on our website, AmericanDreamers.biz. That's AmericanDreamers.biz, biz for business. I'm Tom Tassett.
I'm Robin Antone.
And I'm Sun Ho Donovan. We are speaking with Kay Fittis, a trainer, a coach, educator, keynote speaker, and author of High Heeled Success. So, Kay, I'm reading here on your website, highheeledsuccess.com, that the book that you've written, the content of this book, High Heeled Success, is part of the curriculum for the Hamilton County, Ohio Justice Center Women's Substance Abuse Treatment Program. Boy, they need an acronym. but women who are in treatment for substance abuse.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Well, back in my former life, when I was with the Mental Health Services North Central, I did a tremendous amount of programming for the probation department. Women that had and were still incarcerated. I had a gig at the Justice Center for a while, and that's how that came about. The realization that many of these women were going to soon be going back into the workplace, it was critical that they learned a different set of skills so they could make themselves marketable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's there are a number of entities that also use the book, including Dress for Success, and they see the value. You know, we always hear, Sun Ho, that be good at what you do, work hard, be dedicated, and you will succeed. And this is the point where I have to be careful about maybe cleaning up my language.
Here we go.
Joe, get your finger on that button.
Big fat lie.
Okay.
Big fat lie.
Right.
Because the reality is that you can be incredibly skilled at what you do, very competent, and that won't get you anything other than a lot of hard work in a cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you are someone moving from the Justice Center or you are a female manager really working towards getting toward the C-suite, the issues are in many ways the same. Being able to market yourself internally or externally, being visible, and not letting that lie that we've been told really work against us.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
I would think that works for men and women.
Oh, absolutely it is. But I will say women have gotten a much stronger dose of that. Much stronger dose. We get it from the time we are born. I call that the mom-isms, all those messages that many of us get at our mother's knee, and certainly not just from mothers. I'm not mother bashing here. I'm a mother. I had a mother. But we realize that we are continuing to perpetuate those kinds of mindsets as more and more opportunities are available for women. We still have a pretty darn strong internal glass ceiling.
So what should that message be? Not work hard and you'll succeed. What should the message be?
The message should be work hard and let people know about your hard work.
Yep. You know, be your own cheerleader.
Be your own cheerleader. Get comfortable with promoting yourself. Self-promotion is key.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think women have a very difficult time still. The majority of, I'm thinking about a lot of the female professionals as well as business owners I know. And, you know, very few of them are trumpet players.
That's exactly right.
You know, whereas I can think of many men who shouldn't be playing the trumpet,
but
they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And
absolutely.
Confidently and with bravado and...
Yes.
You know, and oftentimes that it succeeds for them.
Well, there's a reality, and that is, as we are children and we are raised, we still have a very different world of play. You think about children at, say, ages 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Little boys are often, and at least have been in the past, out there competing maybe singularly in sports events, and so there's always a hierarchy, correct? You know, who, mm-hmm. we ask ourselves, who's at the top of the heap in Pee Wee football? Who would you say? Who's right. at the top of the heap?
Yeah, well, the quarterback.
The quarterback, right. absolutely. Sure. And then under the quarterback, you have your receivers, and under that, you have all your different roles that they play. And then, bless their little hearts, at the bottom of the barrel,
the kicker,
even farther down than
the bench warmers,
the water boy.
Not go there.
Water
you boy. Go. There you go.
Cheerleaders.
The water. Well, we're not even going there. So, but the water boy and those poor little kids that get splinters in their backside, yeah. Sitting there on the bench, but they have learned hierarchy. They
right.
move into the world of work. That's what the world of work looks like. Even as many organizations are having more of a flat organizational chart and they are doing more collaboration, girls, on the other hand, are taught from the get-go, it's about collaboration. It's about keeping things even and level and fair, and if somebody else gets higher than you, that's a problem.
Hmm.
And I do a lot of training in the field of early childhood for directors and leaders, and they say, even in 2017, you see the same thing with children in their programs. Hmm. The little boys are very comfortable with the competition, and the little girls are all about keeping it level.
Playing nice.
And if you've been told your whole life, go play nice, it's not nice to be bigger and better and greater.
No,
that is
true. Yeah. And and when women are that way, or when they are assertive, either personally or professionally, the immediate word for them is...
Oh, yes.
You'd have to be bleeped out. But go
yes.
ahead.
Yeah. Ready,
yes.
Joe?
Yeah. You know,
That is how they're...
They are the witches of the world.
It's very difficult to be assertive and powerful.
It is.
And not be considered out of place or inappropriate.
That's right. And you constantly, a woman is constantly weighing that risk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How to say it without appearing out of, like an authoritarian or,
And if you are in a position of authority, mm-hmm. that is, in fact, what you need to be conveying. But mm-hmm. we know it is a constant deciphering, a constant assessment. How strong can I be here and still have people cooperate with me?
Mm-hmm.
People be willing to be open with me. It continues to be a different story.
It's a balancing act.
Always a balancing act. Mm-hmm. And, it's funny, talk about going into business 25 years ago. When I first started my business, I thought, particularly when I totally focused on women, eventually I will have to reinvent myself because these issues won't be necessary anymore. The reality is, folks, I got to live to 127 at least. I figure this is longevity for me because it's just as much an issue today as it was 25 years ago.
That's
Isn't
unfortunate.
That sad?
But it's good for you because it's good for business.
It's good for me. It's good for business.
And you're helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
But seriously, you don't see it changing? You don't see...
I see opportunities...
For it to change.
For it to change. And I see opportunities being offered to women. But we know, even after 1 year in the workplace, a woman will find herself 10% behind her male colleague that started at the same time. And she's scratching her head saying, what went wrong here? And we both had an engineering degree. We got hired in at relatively the same salary. Why is he now 10% ahead of me?
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to get to a break in a little bit.
Yep.
But when we come back,
yes,
I would like to actually put into practice some of what you're talking about.
Outstanding.
By having Robin promote herself.
Woo!
Oh, jeez.
And that'll segue in with like a little plug that we do for Robin's business anyways as a sponsor of the show.
And I'll coach her over here on the side.
Yeah, coach her during the commercial break.
Who is she going to be promoting herself to?
To the general audience, right?
To the general audience. I thought maybe it's like, okay, good.
Anyone that will
I just
listen.
Don't want to be a potsy right, here.
No, anyone who will listen, I will tell you how great I am.
Yeah, she's not promoting herself
get ready,
in a dating
everybody.
Arena, just in a professional
I didn't say that. Okay.
Although I bet you have a lot of application
oh,
for that,
boy.
Too.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We can talk about that as a side business.
That's right.
Tom.
I feel like I should come back later.
In the 30 seconds we have left, I do want to thank Tom and HTT Agency for his support of the show, without which we would not be able to bring to you great stories like Kay Fittis and the support that she gives for women entrepreneurs and professionals.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not. I am absolutely 100% genuine.
Yeah. Thank you.
And there are some good guys out there.
Yes, there are.
All right. Yeah. All right, I feel a little more comfortable now. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more. Achieving High-Heeled Success by Kay Fittis. You're listening to American Dreamers on 55KRC, the talk station. Welcome back to American Dreamers on 55KRC, the talk station. You can also hear us around the world on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, and on our website, AmericanDreamers.biz. That's AmericanDreamers.biz, biz. For business. I'm Tom Tassett.
I'm Robin Antone.
And I'm Sun Ho Donovan. And we have been having a very interesting conversation with Kay Fittis, author, speaker, trainer of High Heeled Success is the name of her book. And she has developed a big training program, inspiring speeches. You just work with a lot of women. I'm struggling for the different words here. But
when we talk about high heel success, it's not just my company name. It is a concept. The concept of that unique skill set that a woman that is already really skilled at what she does and very competent, what she needs additionally to get to that next level of success. So we look at six power things. And that in itself, I cannot begin to tell you when I was starting to create the company, what kind of negative feedback I got about calling each of these steps a power step.
Really?
Oh, it made people very uncomfortable.
Who would be uncomfortable?
Potential clients.
Okay.
Don't come into my company and talk about women in having these power skills. A lot of feeling threatened, a lot of feeling very uncomfortable. But we talk about power self-esteem. Now, you got to understand, my original background is mental health. You know, how you feel about yourself when you wake at 3 a.m. in the morning is the foundation of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Power professional esteem. What are you willing to negotiate in your workplace, whether you're moving into a new position or you're coming directly out of college? What are you willing to self-promote within your workplace? Then a power verbal language. Do you sound like someone that others believe has clout, has confidence, has credibility? Then power nonverbal skills. When you walk into a room, do people say, oh, I really want to meet her. I really want to listen to that individual. Then power presentations, whether it's one-on-one with a client or the 5,000 of your most intimate friends at an industry convention, and then power packaging. Do you look the part of where you're trying to go? So that's really that unique six-pronged skill set that if you master that, some really paradigm shifts begin to happen.
Well, you say if you master it. It seems to me like there's almost got to be like a balance here, though, too, because if you take it too far, that could work against you. Or am I wrong about that?
Well, or anything. You've got a good point there, Tom. Probably anything taken to an extreme mm-hmm. can be a problem. If let's think for a moment in your own brain, to your listener's brain, somebody that you know that you would say they are the greatest braggart and conceited individual I have ever met in my life. It probably causes us to immediately think of someone. Mm-hmm. That's a good example of, do you self-promote? Are you visible? But yeah, you can definitely take it to the other end of the spectrum and be obnoxious.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely on target.
A lot of those braggers that came to mind can't really back it up with, you know.
It's a lot of talk.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fascinating when you go to some kind of networking event and you see somebody like that in the room and you just watch people begin to move away from them. Have you seen that recently?
Oh, sure.
It's fascinating. So, and I don't know that we ever master those skills. I say mastery, but it's an ongoing process always. Sunho?
I was going to say, sometimes I see that, people sort of evaporating mm-hmm. away from mm-hmm. people like that. And other times I see a magnetic effect mm-hmm. where there are other people who are drawn in and they believe that. And they say, oh, wow, this person must have invented water.
Mm-hmm. Short term.
Yeah.
Right.
That's often a very effective skill short term. But boy, if you want to get into some kind of working relationship with that individual, it probably won't be very long mm-hmm. before you say, what have I gotten myself into
right.
here?
Yeah.
And then you begin to back away. But you're right. Initially, it can look very compelling and very exciting and, you know.
Yeah, I think that the person that's in that position where they're taking those power steps and trying to promote themselves, they just need to remember to think about the people they're talking to.
Absolutely.
And ask them questions. Get to know that person and why their success is important to the person they're talking to.
And
that's where they develop those skills and are able to tame it, right, and keep it in check.
And none of us got where we are all by ourselves. I mean, everyone has individuals that help them mm-hmm. get where they want and need to go, and to not give that any credit. Oh my goodness. What, how sad,
right.
you know,
right.
Life is about relationships and collaboration, certainly. And, the fabric of life isn't very pleasant. If, you're out there, you've got some success, but you don't have anybody to share it with.
Right.
Well, I'm wondering if we can kind of do a little mini, training session.
Oh,
with,
sure.
That's right.
So I have like a dunce cap on right now.
Let's just set the table.
Okay.
Let's pretend, and this will be easy to pretend because it's true. She's excellent at what she does, marketing, mm-hmm. and is just extremely qualified and talented at what she does. Okay. So she should have, you know, confidence and I'm not mm-hmm. saying she doesn't, but so you've met Robin mm-hmm. and where would you start with her?
Here's what
let's your outfit first, right?
No,
just kidding.
I don't have heels on today.
Burn. I'm thankful she doesn't have heels on today. She's 6'1", I'm 4'11". I'd have to stand on
a
stool. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say, Robin, that you are going to some kind of an event.
Okay.
And you're going with Sunho.
Okay.
And Sunho introduces you to her new friend, Tom. Mm. And Sunho says, oh, Robin is just spectacular. And in fact, recently, she just did this marketing proposal game plan that was fantastic. You can say, oh, it was nothing. You can, which many women will, you can say, oh, the team did it. Or you can say something more powerful. So here's how I would coach you. I would say, first, what was the challenge? Think back to a marketing challenge that you've had. Give us an example, if you could.
A marketing challenge. We can even talk about how we were coming up with our event that we still have yet to really promote. But we were talking about how can we get people involved in what we do at American Dreamers.
Okay.
And we wanted to have some type of a contest. And so we were just kind of throwing out different ideas of what we could do. So the challenge was, how do we get people more involved with American Dreamers and feel like we're part of a community and building this community?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you are getting ready to do some self-promotion, this new event we have for American Dreamers, it was a challenge to be able to figure out how we were going to make that happen. Your next step is going to be what you brought to the plate. What did you bring to the plate?
So right? I would just, I mean, as far as that goes, I had experience in doing this before. Right. So I had some other clients that I'd worked with, and we put together different programs. And so I gave some ideas of what we did with those clients and how they were very successful.
Perfect. Perfect. And then out of that, what was a result that you had?
From our program, we were able to kind of figure out what works best for what we wanted to do to bring in, you know, more clients and talk to them, or more community involvement with the event. For example, we put together the 5-year anniversary, and then from that we've spun off a few other things. So we're still trying to define things and get the word out about it. But yeah, it's pretty much using past experience.
There you go.
And bringing it into what I'm doing now. Whether a past experience was a failure and what I've learned from those experiences.
There you go.
And then past experiences that were successful. How do we pull that together? And hey, now we can do it this way, and we know
that's
it's going
to work. That's right. Imagine you just take what you just said, and you do a little slicing and dicing. And so it becomes, what was the challenge? What skills did you bring to the plate? And ultimately, what was the result? And I guarantee you, as you're at this event and you've been introduced by Sun Ho to Tom internally is probably saying,
I've got
wow.
an event. I'd like to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's right. someone with some right. skill. And if there were other individuals that were part of it, when you are in that second piece, you need to make sure that you do credit them so you're not that obnoxious jerk.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So at the end, you say, I'd like to thank the little people. Is that how that is?
I'd like to thank the little people.
Did you just call Kay?
I was just ready to go there.
I wouldn't say she's a little person. Okay,
no,
we got to go to a commercial.
Either. Yo, thanks.
On that note.
We're going to go. We're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do. We'll be right back. You're listening to American Dreamers on 55 KRC, the talk station. Welcome back to American Dreamers on 55 KRC, the talk station. You can also hear us on iTunes. Robin, you haven't been around much lately, but
I
don't know if you're aware.
I missed 2 weeks, and this is what I get.
We're on iTunes now. And
oh, wow.
That band that you were just listening to, Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle, is $1.29 on iTunes. I just checked it. And it's one of the longest songs you can buy. It's a pretty long song. You can get a 44-minute episode of American Dreamers for free on iTunes.
On iTunes.
I think we should start charging.
That should be our slogan.
You can get it for free.
Yeah. That's our tagline.
What a deal.
Best 44 minutes you've ever not paid for.
Robin is steamed. We went to break, and she's getting madder and madder.
I had some bad words coming.
Before we get into that, I want to do a plug.
Okay.
I already plugged HTT.
Yeah, you did.
And this is now time to plug RGA Creative.
Oh, jeez.
Hey,
all about Robin.
No,
this is why I'm back.
You're going to get her settled down.
Because this is an outsider's view of blowing the trumpet for what you do with your business. So I'm going to say thank you to Robin Antone and her business, her company, RGA Creative. They are marketing specialists. And when I mean specialists, I mean they're special in that she will come up with 100 ideas for you in terms of like an overall strategy. And then out of that, it gets prioritized and it gets brought down to a level that's not overwhelming. It's very doable and it's very powerful. She can build a foundation for you based on what your budget and your time constraints are now, and that will serve as a building block for other needs you have in marketing when your business does get bigger, does grow. So I highly recommend that you give her a call or check her out on her website, rgacreative.com.
Well, thank you.
My plug was like 10 seconds, and hers was much longer than that.
Buy your insurance from Tom.
Okay, thank you. All right. I want to set this up,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay, go right ahead. I might get in trouble.
And you made the comment off the air that people have told you that
one person
has told you that you're too nice to be the CEO of your company.
Right.
How did that make you feel?
It was very unsettling. The word I used at break was it pissed me off, and I didn't know if I could say that on air. But in his defense, I understand where he was coming from. Because I like to collaborate. Mm-hmm. I like to make sure everybody's happy. I want people to enjoy their jobs. I work with a team. Mm-hmm. We're virtual. In most cases, we do meet often during the week, but we're virtual. So I feel like it's important to build those relationships and trust. And anytime that I'm in a business, I want to have good working relationships and not authoritative working relationships, I guess. I don't like to be authoritative. I like to be in command and in control. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think if you want to kind of ask me a few questions about that, Kay. There might be some tips you could give me.
Well, I'm going to have to come back. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
It's going to be a long show.
It's going to be a long show. A couple of things. First of all, people like working with nice people. I mean, that's a reality. I have worked with vendors that I have chosen after the first time not to do it a second time, because they weren't enjoyable to work with. So good news that you were a nice person.
You know? bad news.
That is not a bad thing at all. Keep in mind, too, this came from one person, and here we go.
Thank you.
It came from a male.
You don't know that.
I did say he.
She told me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have different standards oftentimes on how we judge ourselves and how we interact in the transactions we have in business based on gender. Here's the deal. If you can set valuable prices, as in you put an important monetary number on the things that you do, that's not being too nice. You know, if you set boundaries with clients, that's important. If there is a problem, you address it, not in a nasty and engaging way, but in a very assertive way. And fourth, my other piece of this is you have to make sure that when there is something that you must give let's call it an edict. You know, if there's something that must be done, it is important that you get comfortable doing it, not apologize for it, not say, I'm sorry, I hate to bring this up, in my opinion, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Just say it.
Yep.
Just say it. So my suspicion is, then you have to take the comment and really weigh it for yourself. Do I respect the person it came from? Do I understand the context it came from? And am I willing to accept a kernel of truth that might be there? I don't know the complete context. Or do I say, eh?
Right. Well, I think there's always a kernel of truth of anything. And his defense, he was probably even trying to coach me things could improve based on if we do this or we do that, or if you do this or you do that. So I get that. And probably assertiveness with vendors who aren't supplying quality work, mm-hmm, would probably be my biggest downfall.
Downfall.
Yeah, because I want them to want to work with us, and mm-hmm, I want to have those good relationships.
Sure. Mm. And you have standards. So
and I have high standards. And that and sometimes I even think I have too high of standards because I'm very – there's just certain things I won't turn into a client if it's not gotten through, you know, and that's my – that's where I keep thinking, well, maybe I'm too particular. And so it's hard to work. It's a fine line, right? It's tough.
And I have those same conversations with clients every day. Where's the line? Where's the line between I'm being too controlling versus I don't really have a sense of excellence in my business? Sometimes I find, I do even in my own business, that you really have to get another set of eyes and ears.
Yes.
Another set of eyes and ears, because you don't always hear things from other people's perspective. So I would encourage you to do that. But what I heard you say was you did take that kernel of truth from what he said, and you've already taken it, run with it, and thought about how can I apply it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, high five to you here across the table.
I don't want to interrupt because I think your advice is great. I think that is really good advice. Something I might, you know, suggest is if you just did it like a real quick throat punch, that could take care of the issue as well.
Straighten up.
In fact, I'm writing a book. Okay. The Art of the Throat Punch.
Throat punch success.
Yeah. Right. We've got about 3 minutes left, and this has really been great. But I think you have a question that you would like to revive.
Yeah, I do like to ask a sort of a $60,000 question.
Okay.
And here it is. So when you look back at your whole career as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and if you were able to magically go back in time and talk to yourself, if there was advice, caution, encouragement, something at some point in your past, if you could come back and say something to yourself, when would that be and what would you say?
And we have 3 minutes, right?
Yep.
No, now we only have two.
Oh, now we only have two. Okay.
Because their question took a minute.
Probably it would be, you know more, you have more, you can offer more than you ever even realize. I say that because a couple of years ago, I was interviewed with Christy Frank, who was on the first season of The Apprentice. And after the interview, I took her aside and said, what do you see that I don't see? What do you know about me just from this time together that I don't know? And she said, you have far more power than you will ever know. And it was out in Vegas, and I had the entire plane trip back on a red eye to be able to mull that over. And something just switched. And that was 2012. And something really switched inside of me at that point. So I would say to many entrepreneurs, find out really what you have of value. Find out from the people around you. They may know better than you do. And own it, promote it, and get comfortable with it. Once you're comfortable, the rest of the world will be comfortable too.
All right. Kay, thanks for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.
Very good talking to you.
Such fun.
Yeah.
Such fun.
Yeah. She is the author of Achieving, and many other things, author of Achieving High-Heeled Success. Kay Fittis, if somebody would like to talk to you about your services, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. I would say they can do a couple of things. They can go to the website, highheelsuccess.com. They can get on our mailing list. We'll send them some free things, including a 50-plus page questionnaire on your career for a woman. They can call the office, which is 513-561-4288, or they can email me, kay@highheelsuccess.com. I will actually answer the phone.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you again. Until next week, I'm Tom Tassett.
I'm Robin Antone.
And I'm Sunho Donovan. And we want you to go out there and be an American dreamer.